Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 24, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Wrapped BTC, ETH coming to Kadena's decentralized exchange. Square buys another $170 million in Bitcoin. DeFi Tech, CEFI Speed, DYDX touts new Starkware integration. Chainlink promises 10x data with new off-chain reporting overhaul. Alameda leads $40 million round in DeFi Prime brokerage, plans Maps.me integration. Bitcoin rebounds to $51,000 as derivatives market cools off. MicroStrategy bets another $1 billion on Bitcoin. New social media platform Instars leverages privacy-enhancing cryptography. Now let's get started. Wrapped BTC, ETH coming to Kadena's decentralized exchange. Tokensoft is wrapping Bitcoin and Ether so traders can access them on any one of Kadena's chains. Tokensoft is bringing its wrapped project to the Kadena network starting with tokenized versions of Bitcoin and Ether. Wrapped was launched in October 2020 with Wrapped Zcash, WZEC, bringing the privacy coin onto Ethereum and into the world of decentralized finance, DeFi. Tokensoft adapted the playbook of BitGo following the runaway success of the crypto custodians Wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC, Token, Anchorage, the custodian-turned-crypto bank, holds Wrapped assets on Tokensoft's behalf. Wrapped versions of Bitcoin and Ether on Kadena are meant to kick-start use cases for Kadena's multi-protocol decentralized exchange, DEX, Kadena Swap. A lot of DEXs focus on the highest possible liquidity and these are obviously very liquid tokens, said Kadena CEO Stuart Popejoy. As for Tokensoft, CEO Mason Borda said Kadena could act as a high-throughput settlement layer for wrapped assets. What we really liked about Kadena is just the multi-chain structure, which allows it to be very high throughput, Borda said. It is also acting as a hub between different blockchains. Square buys another $170 million in Bitcoin. Ahead of its fourth quarter earnings call Tuesday, the payments firm announced it had purchased an additional 3,318 BTC as a reserve asset. Payments giant Square said Tuesday it had purchased an additional $170 million of Bitcoin, BTC, adding to the stash it purchased in October. Someone should have looked at the price of BTC before that went to press. According to the payment processor's press release, the company added 3,318 BTC to its treasury for $170 million. Doing the math, that results in a per Bitcoin purchase price of $51,235.70. Unfortunately for Square, after setting a record high above $58,000 over this past weekend, Bitcoin hit a recent low of $44,964.49 before rebounding to about $48,408.31 at press time. When Square's announcement was released, just after 4 p.m. New York time, the price of Bitcoin was below $48,000, which means those 3,318 BTC were then worth less than $160 million. In disclosing it's lost more than $10 million on its latest investment in BTC, the company may inadvertently draw attention to an argument JP Morgan analysts made recently about why they think many companies won't follow in the footsteps of Square and others, Tesla, MicroStrategy, who've added BTC to their treasuries, the cryptocurrency's volatility. The company made the announcement just before the release of its fourth quarter earnings call that it had added to the 4,709 BTC it purchased in October 2020, which were worth $50 million at the time. Currently, that investment is worth $224 million and the company's total value of BTC plus 1.71% on Square's balance sheet is $394 million. DeFi Tech, CEFI Speed, DYDX touts new Starkware integration. The throughput solution comes as Ethereum gas fees hit historic highs. Decentralized finance, DeFi, trading venue DYDX is now onboarding users to a new version of its platform built on Starkware's Cairo software. Cross-margin perpetuals are now available to early sign-ups at zero gas fees thanks to a proprietary implementation of the Layer 2 solution. The exchange previously settled directly to the Ethereum mainnet, which has become more painful given a sustained rise in the cost of transaction fees. A platform for cryptocurrency derivatives, DYDX lists both BTC, USD and ETH, USD perpetual contracts, lending, spot and margin trading. The platform has $250 million in total value locked, TVL, according to DeFi Pulse. It remains one of the more high-profile trading venues in the DeFi ecosystem, with notables Three Arrows Capital, Defiance Capital and Andreessen Horowitz, a 16Z, participating in its Series B last month. The Starkware implementation relies on a cryptographic innovation to boost speeds by moving the heavy computation off-chain. ZK rollups offer high throughput, instant finality, no danger of trade rollbacks, self-custody, and privacy, and are therefore well-suited to the high-value exchange use case, DYDX said in a statement. The derivatives exchange will reduce minimum trade sizes and trading fees in light of the infrastructure upgrade, the firm added in a blog post. DYDX said it scoped out alternative options including other blockchains. The team also considered optimistic rollups, but found they were not as battle-tested as ZK rollups. Indeed, ZK rollups have been on the market for at least a year by way of Matter Labs' ZK Sync and Loopring. DeFi Exchange Synthetic, on the other hand, went with optimism to transfer to optimistic rollups. Chainlink promises 10x data with new off-chain reporting overhaul. Chainlink Labs developed the new network over the past year. Off-chain data aggregation is coming to the Chainlink network with promises of up to 10 times the speed over the current tech stack. Chainlink has unveiled its newest off-chain reporting, OCR, upgrade, the network's largest overhaul since it went live on Ethereum in 2019, a blog post shared with CoinDesk claims. Data was formerly aggregated on-chain, which increased overhead on node operators, not to mention data availability inefficiencies given the rise of on-chain congestion, Chainlink co-founder Sergey Nazarov said in a phone interview with CoinDesk. OCR is the third and latest version of the Chainlink core client run by Chainlink nodes. The blog post states, the most immediate benefit to DeFi and its users will be a 10x increase in the amount of real-world data that can be made available to smart contract applications. OCR was co-developed by Chainlink Labs academic cast headed by Cornell computer scientist Ari Jules, former IBM head of research Christian Katchen and former BitGo CTO Ben Chan. The new update, which has already been deployed for the ETH, USD and LINK, USD pricing feeds, aggregates data from disparate reporters on the Chainlink network. Each node signs off on its data source before committing the info to the on-chain contract, which is pushed to subscribing applications, such as decentralized finance, DeFi, apps. The initial versions of Chainlink did aggregation on-chain, and they did that on-chain because we knew we could rely on the consensus of the chain, Nazarov said. Yet, on-chain aggregation becomes more inefficient as consumer demand increases application data needs, he added. Chainlink states the update will also necessarily drop the data provider's gas usage per average transaction on the Ethereum network. That's a boon for DeFi apps subscribing to Chainlink given each call costs fractions of Ether called GWEI. Gas fees are currently at historic highs with an average transaction surpassing $40 Tuesday, according to Blockchair. Not only will the update lessen congestion on Ethereum, but it should decrease call latency, Nazarov said. Really what OCR does is take the computation we were doing on-chain and porting it out to an off-chain environment, and that is creating a very large 10x increase in efficiency, which means we can put a lot more data on-chain, Nazarov said. Alameda leads $40 million round in DeFi Prime brokerage, plans Maps.me integration. The firm's earlier investment in a travel app starts making sense. A group of crypto industry heavyweights are set on bringing the rather specialized world of decentralized finance, DeFi, to the masses. Announced Wednesday, Alameda Research, a well-known trading firm within the crypto space, is leading a $40 million investment round in Oxygen, which aims to do for DeFi what Robinhood has done for stocks only without the reliance on centralized legacy settlement systems. Alameda is joined by Multicoin, Genesis Capital and CMS in the round. Oxygen is built on Solana, a blockchain that can handle 50,000 transactions per second, compared to Ethereum's 15 or so transactions per second. In a press release, Alameda said Oxygen will be integrated into Maps.me, a mobile alternative to Google Maps with about 100 million users. Notably, Alameda led a $50 million investment in Maps.me earlier this year. Genesis and CMS also participated in that round. Genesis is a CoinDesk sister company. On the back end you want the most powerful things you can have, but on the front end you want the most simple things you can have, Alameda CEO Sam Bankman-Fried said in an interview, adding, "So all you need to show users of Maps.me is that if they want to lend out some dollars, they can get 12% per year, but behind it, there's a full prime brokerage model on chain that's capable of powering borrowing, lending, derivatives, structured products, portfolio margin and a lot of other things. Next-gen prime broker. DeFi Prime Brokerage, the elevator pitch for Oxygen, is almost a contradiction in terms. The white glove service banks offer to big buy-side firms is far removed from protean lending pools of crypto, matched using Ethereum-based smart contracts. Oxygen is not going to be prime brokerage in the sort of white glove sense, Bankman-Fried said, but rather the protocol acts as a venue, catering to the needs of DeFi applications, financial institutions and individual users. Those users custody their own keys to a Solana wallet, which is lending the assets on the Oxygen protocol. If they are starting out with dollars, a U.S. bank account can hook up via fintech facilitator Plaid. Thereafter a transfer to Circle's Silvergate account will result in USDC plus 0.11% stablecoins automatically being minted on the Solana blockchain. To understand where that yield is coming from, said Bankman-Fried, on one side you have non-crypto people lending dollars and earning interest, one the other, are people looking to invest in crypto projects, they tend to be pretty bullish and are willing to pay significant interest rates in order to have the right to get longer crypto. Retail assurances. All fine and well, but what about the risks associated with the Wild West of DeFi? To begin with, Oxygen.org AG is based in crypto-friendly Switzerland. It also works with a Big Four audit firm, name not disclosed, to keep an eye on how assets are handled and for general regulatory compliance. The places where fiat comes in and out of the system are where KYC, know your customer, is happening, said Bankman-Fried. On the safety side of things, I think one of the most remarkable things about DeFi is how little money has been lost to hacks. It's not nothing, but at like $200 million or something, it's less than 1%. Bitcoin rebounds to $51,000 as derivatives market cools off. The Bitcoin market looks to be in a more healthy state after massive long liquidations blew the froth off the futures market. Bitcoin looks to have turned the tide after suffering heavy losses earlier this week amid an over-euphoric derivatives market. The number one cryptocurrency rose back above $50,000 early this morning, having suffered a double-digit percentage drop to as low as $45,000 from all-time highs around $58,000 around midnight UTC on Monday, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Following the drop, the perpetual futures funding rate, the average cost of holding long positions on major exchanges, has declined to 0.02%. It had been signaling excess bullish leverage and scope for a price correction with a rise to a multi-month high of 0.13% earlier this month, according to data source Glassnode. the funding rates have returned to neutral territory, and the market seems healthier, Arcane Research noted in its weekly report. Exchanges offering perpetuals, or futures with no expiry, calculate the funding rate every 8 hours. A positive funding rate implies that longs pay shorts and is reflective of bullish market positioning. Therefore, a very high funding rate is considered a sign of extreme bull sentiment, or froth, and often precedes violent price pullbacks, similar to the one seen this week. Bitcoin's plunge to $45,000 this week triggered long liquidations worth over $2 billion, according to data source Coinalyze. Long liquidation refers to a forced unwinding, selling, of bullish trades by exchanges, which often leads to an exaggerated price drop. Forced closure happens when the price drops beneath a predetermined limit, the liquidation price, creating a margin shortage on leveraged positions. Essentially, over-leveraged traders have exited the market over the past 2 days, hence, the chances of a deeper pullback previously anticipated by some analysts look to have dropped. The decline in the funding rate will tame the selling pressure, Patrick Huser, head of trading at Crypto Finance AG, told CoinDesk, I am looking for consolidation between $45,000 to $50,000. A sharp decline in the futures premium, the spread between futures prices and spot market prices seen over the past 48 hours, also indicates that the derivatives market has cooled down. The annualized 3-month premium on the institution-focused Chicago Mercantile Exchanges has slipped to 14% from the multi-month high of 23% seen on Monday, according to data source Skew. However, while the derivatives market has lost its froth, Bitcoin may still be vulnerable to a continued rally in U.S. bond yields. That said, U.S. yields have come under pressure today, after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell assured markets of continued monetary stimulus. At press time, Bitcoin is trading around $50,840, up 8.4% over 24 hours. MicroStrategy bets another $1 billion on Bitcoin. MicroStrategy turned a veritable mountain of zero-interest debt into its single largest Bitcoin allocation yet. MicroStrategy announced the purchase of another $1.026 billion in Bitcoin Wednesday, turning mountains of zero-interest debt into one of the single largest dollar-denominated Bitcoin investments ever executed by a publicly traded company. CEO Michael Saylor's business intelligence firm bought the 19,452 BTC at an average price of $52,765 per coin. It now holds 90,531 BTC, plus 0.63%, worth $4.78 billion at press time, almost certainly bolstering its perception among Wall Street types as a de facto Bitcoin exchange traded fund, albeit one wildly overpriced. The latest buy, MicroStrategy's single largest dollar investment in the crypto, is second only to Tesla's $1.5 billion investment on the list of known Bitcoin allocations by a U.S. company. MicroStrategy was already and will likely remain the non-crypto firm with the biggest Bitcoin bags as CEO Michael Saylor continues to pursue a coin acquisition strategy now codified in the business intelligence company's mission. Led by Saylor's increasingly absurd Bitcoin evangelism, the longtime tech CEO now reframes famous cultural and historical quotes through crypto-colored lenses, MicroStrategy has become the chief proponent of corporate investments in Bitcoin. Saylor has fully steeped himself in Bitcoin's swirling meme culture. He added laser eyes to his Twitter profile in apparent unity with the hash #LaserEyeUntil100K movement last week. On occasion he trolls gold as an inferior reserve asset. He has shown a penchant for Lord of the Rings content, liking memes in praise of the one coin to rule them all and retweeting videos in which he is Gandalf, leading the Rohirrim into battle against evil fiat. The CEO is certainly angling to rally his corporate brethren under the Bitcoin standard. He's doing so with some success, just days before Tesla poured $1.5 billion into Bitcoin. A CoinDesk reporter spotted the senior director of corporate treasury for fellow Elon Musk enterprise SpaceX on the attendee list of MicroStrategy's Bitcoin Heavy annual conference. Musk and Saylor had previously plotted through Bitcoin topics on Twitter. Indeed, the company reimagined its annual client conference earlier this month into a corporate Bitcoin hype fest complete with a stream of crypto services providers ready to sign companies on as Bitcoiners to be. For its part, MicroStrategy has gone with Coinbase. MicroStrategy's practice of issuing zero-coupon convertibles as a cash-raising mechanism is in line with that strategy. Investors in this latest round of convertible senior notes have been promised a 50% premium on MicroStrategy's February 16, 2021, share price of $955. New social media platform Instars leverages privacy-enhancing cryptography. Instar leverages blockchain and multi-party computation to protect user data. Partija Blockchain, a Web 3.0 platform, and Insights Network, a market research firm, have partnered to launch Instars, a decentralized and privacy-focused social media platform. A release regarding the launch claims it will be the first integration of blockchain and multi-party computation to protect privacy on a social media platform. Earlier this month, Partija Blockchain received a $120,000 grant, approximately $145,700 USD, from the EU-funded Next Generation Internet Trust, NGI Trust, to work on a new alternative search engine to those like Google that would be more private and have fewer ads. It took the last several years of intense development work in partnership with some of the world's leading cryptographers at Partija Blockchain to create a complete end-to-end solution combining MPC and blockchain, said Brian Gallagher, co-founder and CEO of Insights Network in an email. We couldn't be more excited to finally roll out our social platform that transfers all of the economic benefit to the user base rather than centralized tech giants. What is MPC? Multi-party computation, MPC, is basically the computer invented again as a decentralized encrypted computer, according to Kurt Nielsen, co-founder and president of Partija Blockchain. It allows for large pools of data to stay encrypted while permitting information to be extracted from those data pools using encrypted computations. CoinDesk's chief content officer Michael Casey described the process in relation to it being used by the cryptocurrency wallet Zengo. With this approach, multiple non-trusting computers can each conduct computation on their own unique fragments of a larger data set to collectively produce a desired common outcome without any one node knowing the details of the other's fragments. Nielsen said a common explanation of MPC for a general audience uses the millionaire's problem. Using MPC, for example, several individuals could submit their bank account details into a secret pool of data. You would be able to determine who is the wealthiest of the group, without knowing anything about the contents or details of everyone in the pool's financial information, because of MPC. This is one of the many examples of various cryptographic techniques that have found additional traction with the rise of cryptocurrencies and shows how they can spill over into other use cases. For the social media industry, this creates a new age system where data no longer has to be siloed in centralized servers, and each user's information is fully exposed to whoever owns the server. For example, Facebook, said Nielsen, rather, each user's device can hold all of their demographic and profile data locally and fully encrypted. Using MPC, this data can still be targeted by advertisers, but in a way where the user's sensitive information is kept personal, on their own device, and they're able to consent and opt into each attempt at an advertisement from the requesting parties. The problem of centralization extends beyond social media, with centralized repositories of information, whether that be social media companies, healthcare providers, or even the federal government becoming a target for actors that want the information they have. Instars. Instars, the social media platform launched today, gives users the choice to opt into every interaction, rather than having to opt out of certain features as most social media platforms require now. In doing so, users receive instant, direct economic benefit in the form of Instar tokens deposited to their personal wallet from advertisers who want to reach and engage them, said Nielsen. Users can also be awarded in DAI -0.03%, EOS +1.75%, and USDC +0.13%. Nielsen contends it's also better for advertisers, as they now have direct engagements with their audience, rather than simple clicks and views. Instars uses smart contracts on the Instars blockchain to create a direct connection between a requester, such as an advertiser, and users of the network. Cryptocurrency is held in the smart contract, and then paid directly to the user's Instar wallet when they view an ad or complete a targeted survey. Partija Blockchain's MPC technology is used to create matches between these requesters and providers, by first encrypting users' profile data locally on their devices, such as on their Android, rather than on a centralized server, said Nielsen. Integrating MPC technology also means that advertisers can poll the devices connected to the network and find matches without ever needing to know the user's actual profile data information. When matches are created, economic value is transferred directly to the user, rather than the centralized company, like Facebook, who takes all of the ad revenue from the platform, according to Nielsen. The idea of data sovereignty and giving people control over their data is one that has percolated throughout the world of crypto and blockchain. A number of projects have worked to address it, with debates playing out about how much an individual's data is actually worth, versus aggregate user data that social media companies offer up to advertisers. Instar token. Instar is integrated throughout the platform. Users can include an Instar tip when sending a friend request or charge an Instar entrance fee for a private group. In order to like someone's post, a user will have to tip with Instar. Built into the smart contracts are also savings incentives, according to Nielsen, such as automated APR on your cryptocurrency when it is staked to the blockchain. There are already a number of decentralized social media networks out there such as Twitch, Mastodon and others, but the addition of MPC tech in this instance creates an interesting model for protecting user data while offering an incentive to advertisers. It will be quite an experiment and we hope people will take notice and give it a try, said Gallagher. Many people complain about the censorship by big tech, the deplatforming, the abusive targeting and use of our data, yet the daily active user numbers continue to increase across all of these platforms. It's going to take a paradigm shift and people to switch platforms for any real change to come. Let's see if that happens. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.